Well, I think it's just that, being unstoppable, you know, not letting anything get between you and your dreams or your goals that you have, that you set for yourself. You know, I think when we see our vision of ourselves when we're younger, like what we're going to be later on, and then things happen and they don't really come forward that way. But we still have that vision of ourselves that we want to be. And so being unstoppable is not letting anything happen. You know, don't let the distractions hit you. Don't let people tell you that you can't do what you want to do.
The Podcast Empire, podcast mastery for women in business.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Podcast Empire. Today we have an unstoppable guest joining us, an author who has unlocked the secrets of leaving an incredible legacy through overcoming adversity. Now, Suzanne Lynch's remarkable insights and experiences have touched the lives of countless individuals, inspiring them to rise above challenges and make their mark on the world. So get ready to embark on a transformative journey as we delve into the wisdom and resilience of our unstoppable guest, as she is one of the collaborative authors in the Unstoppable book series, wonderfully produced by Elsa Morgan. The first two were Amazon bestsellers. So sit back, relax, and get prepared to be inspired as we explore the power of perseverance and the legacy we can all create. So let's begin this unstoppable episode with Suzanne Lynch. Welcome to the Podcast Empire.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
This is an exciting time. The Unstoppable book series. This is book number 3, and you are a busy woman. We are speaking pre-show, and you are working for an airline company in the States. You've got your own side business in wellness. You're studying with coaching and nutrition. You are doing so many impactful things. And now the Unstoppable book, you're an author. Fantastic. Yeah. Suzanne, what inspired you to write a chapter about overcoming adversity to leave a legacy?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's my story has been such a long one. And I just wanted others to be able to, hopefully when they read it, can get inspired as well and know that, you know, they're not the only ones, that no matter what background you came from, that or what your past was, anything is possible. And I wanted to show, because writing gives me anxiety. So, and I never dreamed I would be writing or doing anything of this sort. So getting out of my comfort zone and bringing this forward and telling a story of, you know, my trials and tribulations and, you know, just a small part of it, hoping that someone else that reads it will be also inspired to be able to, you know, I can do this too. I mean, if I can do it, I think anybody else would be able to do it as well. It's just putting that step forward and kind of getting that fear out of the way and just going for it.
It is. And it's really, you know, we hear these sayings, you know, comfort, success happens at the end of our comfort zone, right? We've got to step out of our comfort zone to grow into the best version of ourselves. And that fear, you know, it's feel the fear, do it anyway. You know, all these sayings come to mind, and you've done it. You've done it. You know, you felt it, you sat in it, you've broken through, and now here you are, an author in a best-selling series. It's absolutely inspirational, Suzanne. Now, unstoppable means so many things to so many different people, and we've got so many different takes on it. What does unstoppable personally mean to you?
Well, I think it's just that, being unstoppable, you know, not letting anything get between you and your dreams or your goals that you have, that you set for yourself. You know, I think when we see our vision of ourselves when we're younger, like what we're going to be later on, and then things happen and they don't really come forward that way. But we still have that vision of ourselves that we want to be. And so being unstoppable is not letting anything happen. You know, don't let the distractions hit you. Don't let people tell you that you can't do what you want to do. And then just finding that core inside you that you know that you're not, that you're unstoppable, that you're going to go forward. You're going to put that step forward and you're going to go. So, and you know, as kids, we're always knocked down and, you know, they're like, get up, wipe the dirt off. And I always feel that's the same way as we grow into adults. And sometimes we forget that, you know, whatever knocks us down or whatever comes into our path, we need to have that grit of being unstoppable and just going forward, because it's all in us. We just have to find it.
I like that. It's all in us. We just have to find it, because Les Brown has a saying, and he says, the graveyard is the most expensive real estate on earth because that's where our dreams go to die. Ouch.
Yes, I remember. Yes.
Ouch. And yes, we do. Suzanne, you said it so great. You know, we do. We have it inside of us. We've got to tap into that. Why wait? Why wait? What are we waiting for? Like you felt the fear. You thought, no, I'm going to do it. I need to tell my story. I need to help other people. I need to break through. And now here you are, an unstoppable author. It's absolutely fantastic. This is going to inspire so many people to connect with your story, to read your chapter in the book. And do you mind me asking, can you share a little sneak peek into your chapter, maybe some strategies or techniques that you maybe share in your chapter without giving away too much about overcoming adversity to leave a legacy?
Yeah, well, it's just like I had said before, it is coming to your own and realizing that you are so much more worth, you know, and digging in and knowing who you are and who you want to be. Just like I said, stepping forward and just going for it, really. Step that fear aside. And I think that's the main thing. You just kind of keep going, because there's a lot of bumps and roads, you know. Our life is just so up and down, and we just got to remind ourselves that we're not always going to be in the down spot, because there's always going to be an up, and we just need to get up all the time and go forward and be unstoppable. I mean, sometimes it's harder than you think it might be, but and it's hard. It's easy to say it after the fact, right?
Yeah, it is.
But when you're in it, you're like, oh my God, I don't think I can do it. But once you do go past and you take that step forward, it's like walking out the door. You just take that step forward and you walk into a whole new world, and all these things open up, and it's amazing.
And we figure it out as we go along as well, because if we wait for something to be the perfect moment or the perfect timing, it's never going to happen, because perfection is just a pipe dream, right? But if we just fail Absolutely. Forward imperfectly, you know, it's just going to happen. We get up, we keep going, we keep pivoting, we keep reinventing ourselves, and nothing is ever a failure. It's just a lesson, right?
Right. Well, something that I've heard before and I really liked is you fail forward, right? You always got to fail forward, because I don't know if I really like that word failing, because it's an experience. It's a learning experience. You learn what not to do, or you learn to do it better, which I love.
I love that as well. Now, you are a budding rising star entrepreneur in health and wellness. You've been getting into the books with the coaching, with the wellness, and learning all you need so you can serve at a higher level to help people overcome what they need to solve their problems, to create answers and solutions from where other people are feeling stuck. Do you have maybe three tips for anyone thinking about starting a business?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the top, the number one thing would be, you know, find that thing that you would love to do, whether you get paid for it or not, because that is what's going to really help you continue to go forward, because it's something that you enjoy doing. It's your passion. So if you can find that thing that you would normally do, even if you didn't get paid for it, it makes it that much easier. That would be my number one, and it makes you happy. So, that would be my number one. Secondly, I'd probably say being coachable and listening to your mentors. And sometimes that seems like an easy concept to do. Oh, I can do that. I'm coachable. I can listen, but it can be the hardest thing to do as well. And so listening to them, taking the actions that they've taken or the advice that they've taken, because they're always started. Someone started somewhere, right? They all started where you were once before. And so if you follow in their footsteps, it's going to just make that journey a little bit easier. It's going to, because they've already paved the path for you. It's like walking in snow, right? You just follow the steps behind the other person, and it makes that journey a little bit easier. And then I think my third and last one is, you know, hang in there, you know, keep going. Success doesn't happen overnight. That's very few and far between. And it takes time to build a solid business and a life and legacy. It's like I said, taking that time, and it may take a really long time. It might take years, like it has me. You know, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I'm still working at it, and it has been the best journey. But remember that it is a journey and that you can do it. Just don't ever stop, because the only way that you're ever going to fail or that you're never going to get where you're going to be going is if you quit. So keeping that forward, being unstoppable, just continue to keep going. That is, and eventually you'll get there. And everybody's path is different. Their timeline is different. So you know, don't compare yourself to somebody else, because they might be on chapter 3 and you're still on chapter 1. So give yourself grace and love yourself and just keep going.
Absolutely. Some very, very sound words of advice. Very practical as well, you know, getting into that mindset, surrounding yourself with people that are going to inspire you and create those supportive conversations to really urge you to step into your power as well. And I love how you mentioned a coach or a mentor as well. You know, if somebody else has got the blueprint, if they've paved the way, if they can show you how they achieve what they achieved, then that's a fast track. You know, but that's where we can actually be open, we can be coachable, and we can learn from a coach or a mentor. And like you said, that's easier said than done for most people, right? Because of the ego. Right. The ego kind of goes, I know all this. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Gets us every time. This has been absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on this incredible episode. What kind of message would you like to leave the audience on today, Suzanne?
Oh my gosh, just do it. Do what you want to do. Do your passion and put that step forward. Keep going. Don't stop. And your life is going to turn out to be amazing. It's so hard to like think about that, because I think about myself back in the day and I'm like, I don't know about that. But now that I see it and I felt it and I've been through it, it is one incredible journey. And I invite you to do the same and just go for it.
Great words of advice, some golden nuggets there that Suzanne Lynch, our unstoppable author, has shared with you. And we hope you found our conversation with this inspiring author of the Unstoppable book series as captivating as what I did. And I know that I can't wait to read the chapter. I can't wait. And if you're ready to embark on your own journey of resilience and leave a lasting legacy, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more empowering content. And while you're at it, we would greatly appreciate it if you could leave a message for Suzanne on your biggest takeaway from today's episode. And to dive even deeper into the world of the Unstoppable book series, be sure to grab your very own copy and immerse yourself in the stories just like Suzanne's that will ignite your determination and push you to be the better version of yourself, just like Suzanne, feeling the fear and doing it anyway, and connect with our unstoppable guest on the links below. Grab your copy of the Unstoppable book in the show notes and stay updated on Suzanne's latest insights and projects. And remember, it's never too late to start creating your own unstoppable legacy. Thank you once again for joining us. And we can't wait to have you back on another unstoppable episode. Thank you very much, Suzanne. We'll see you in the pod.
Thank you.
The Podcast Empire, podcast mastery for women in business.